Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel feels warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys a similar day with plenty of sunshine. Haifa sees mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll in the city. As night falls, temperatures will remain comfortable, making it a pleasant evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, at least 6 people died in an IDF strike on a Gaza City cafe. The operation targeted Hamas commanders, according to the Jerusalem Post, in reporting from earlier today. Also, Syria's uranium affair has resurfaced. Israel Hayom reports that remnants reveal a near-successful nuclear bomb effort financed by Iran and aided by North Korea. Also this hour, the UAE has cut off trade with Iran following a ballistic missile attack. JNS covered this development earlier today, highlighting the regional tensions. Separately, I-24 News reports on new strikes on a Syrian airbase. The attacks have intensified the rivalry between Israel and Turkey over influence in Syria. And finally, earlier today, reports surfaced that Iran and Houthi networks are expanding operations in Sudan. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Nuer, a prominent human rights advocate, posted just minutes ago that Canada needs to act and remove all IRGC regime officials from the country. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote recently that the IDF is actively targeting Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon, striking areas like Ali al-Tahar and Far Reman. Middle East 24, a news outlet covering regional affairs, posted earlier today that Iranian and Houthi networks are broadening their operations in Sudan. They warn of emerging security threats due to these expanding networks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in Gaza City. The Jerusalem Post reports that the targeted operation aimed at Hamas commanders took place in the Shati area. These commanders were allegedly planning attacks against the IDF. This marks another escalation in the ongoing conflict, with significant implications for both military strategies and civilian safety. Turning to Syria's uranium affair, Israel Hayom explains that Iran and North Korea were key players in nearly enabling Syria's nuclear capabilities. This revelation underscores the complexity of regional alliances and the enduring threat of nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. For the international community, this raises concerns about monitoring and intervention. Meanwhile, the UAE's decision to cut trade ties with Iran follows heightened tensions after a missile attack. JNS highlights this as a significant move amid escalating regional conflicts. The decision could reshape economic dynamics and further isolate Iran diplomatically. In a related development, I-24 News covers the recent strikes on a Syrian airbase. This action by Israel is seen as a direct challenge to Turkey's influence in Syria. The ongoing rivalry could lead to broader geopolitical shifts in the region, affecting alliances and regional stability. Finally, the expansion of Iranian and Houthi networks in Sudan poses new threats. Middle East 24 reports on the growing military capabilities and cross-border operations. This expansion could destabilize the Red Sea region, raising alarms over maritime security and regional peace. Turning to business and markets. First, Rafael, the developer behind Iron Dome, faces a significant financial hurdle. Kitek reports that the Haifa District Court rejected a large demand from Kiryat Yam, reducing the amount to be paid significantly. This decision has financial implications for the defense company. Separately, Mariv Business reflects on a retail innovation that was groundbreaking 15 years ago. Dr. Bao Hazigur Mizrahi argues that the real revolution in retail happened in convenience stores, long before current trends like electric bikes and SUP surfing became popular. And finally, Zim Integrated Shipping Services sees strong financial results. However, Globes reports that the sale of the company to Hapag-Lloyd and Fimi faces uncertainty due to the Israeli government's golden share rights. The outcome could impact the global shipping market and Israel's economic interests. That's your Israel 18 news update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.